Since the bomb attacks in London nearly 2 weeks ago, many Italians have come to believe they could be the next target. Ministers have announced new security measures, but party squabbling has delayed implementation. NPR's Silvia Poggioli reports from Rome.
Rome's subway network is not very extensive, but its two lines still carry tens of thousands of commuters to and from work every day. As a train is about to leave the station, a supervisor shouts out a warning: keep bags and backpacks in front of you. But it's a warning aimed at preventing theft. No special security measures are visible here. Ercole Rispoli, a middle-aged man, is scared and bitter.
If I could, I would have changed my habit. But I can't afford to take a taxi home from work every day. If I see a policeman, I would give him a reward. The Italian government is not doing a thing. It is all chatter. They pretend to take action, and they don't do a thing.
Last week, addressing Parliament, the Italian Minister of the Interior, Giuseppe Pisano, did promise action.
Oggi, dopo le stragi di Madrid e Londra,
after the massacres in Madrid and London, I have to say that terrorism is also knocking on Italy's door and that of other European countries. I am saying prayers for the facts to prove me wrong, and at the same time I feel duty-bound to do everything possible to keep our doors very firmly shut.
Pisano's proposed measures include allowing police to hold terror suspects for 24 instead of 12 hours without charges, the creation of mobile phone and email archives, and expanded powers for speedy expulsion of illegal immigrants suspected of connections with terrorist groups. Pisano also suggested illegal immigrants who help uncover terrorist activities could be rewarded with residence permits. The center-left opposition openly welcomed the proposals, but one coalition partner, the Anti-Immigration Northern League, wants more, including the creation of a special department similar to the U.S.'s Homeland Security. And some of its leaders want a motion declaring Italy is at war. Nevertheless, Prime Minister Silvio Berlusconi promised a compromise would soon be reached. And sensing Italians' growing impatience with the presence of Italian troops in Iraq, he confirmed a plan to withdraw 300 of the 3,000 total in September. But Italian public opinion is also demanding action at home. A poll published last week showed that 82% of Italians believe there's a serious risk of a terror attack. This fear was further fanned by an ultimatum issued Sunday on an Islamist website, apparently by the Abu Hafs al-Masri Brigade, an al-Qaeda-linked group that also claimed responsibility for the London attacks. Italian intelligence analysts are reportedly taking seriously the group's threat to strike Italy if all its troops are not withdrawn from Iraq in 30 days. Enzo Bianco, head of the parliamentary committee that oversees the Secret Services, was briefed this week by intelligence chiefs.
We have been clearly made aware that Italy is a prime terrorist target.
Counter-terrorism investigators say that in the 90s, Italy was the key departure point for Mujahideen fighters headed for Bosnia and has now become a global crossroads for jihadi networks, providing logistical support, particularly false IDs. The Parliamentary Committee on the Secret Services was informed that these cells are capable of quickly shifting from logistics to full-fledged terrorist actions. In the last 10 days, hundreds of Muslim immigrants have been interrogated, and by the end of the week, several are expected to be expelled from the country. But Italy, with its long coastline in the center of the Mediterranean, is a prime destination of illegal immigration. Italy has been constantly frustrated in its attempts to control who comes into the country. Boatloads of illegal migrants continue to land every day. Silvia Poggioli, NPR News, Rome.